I'm from Argentina originally, but I'm based in Dubai. In Dubai, in the UAE, we have a headquarters of Advanta globally.
Where else does Advanta have a presence? What other locations do you have?
Yes, okay, so Advanta have research centers, I will say, or business centers and research centers in Argentina, Brazil, Mexico, USA, Ukraine, France, Thailand, India, Indonesia, Australia, and Dubai, and Kenya.
How many different seed crops do you have seeds for?
Oh, we have seeds for corn, sorghum, sunflower, canola, wheat, rice, mustard, tomato, okra, hot pepper, and cauliflower.
And many of those are going to be developed here in College Station.
And some of them will be developed in College Station, sorghum for sure. So we will be working for this research station is a headquarter of our research. So we are not working only for the USA, we are working globally for the entire Advanta worldwide. So we'll be working definitely for all those crops. The company priorities are corn and sorghum. Tropical corn and sorghum. We are leaders in the sorghum segment, that's why we mainly came also to the USA, and especially to College Station, where it's famous for his breeding programs here of sorghum. Okay.
I saw in the news release that College Station was among 10 cities that were considered.
Yes, I have to convince the company to consolidate our research facilities. I had one biotech center which I built it in Argentina, and one biotech center which was built in India. And it came to me that it's time to join the two centers in one place in order to reduce costs and to bring more people together, more critical mass together. So I have to convince the owner of the company that I want to close India. So what I did, this was very fine. I said, Che, I want to close the Argentina station. But I will close the Argentina station if you agree on closing the India station. And we together put everything in the USA. We put together one station in somewhere in the world. And then he agreed on that. Because I said, Che, I'm not closing India, I am closing Argentina. I built the Argentinian one 15 years ago. So now I'm telling you to close it. More than 15, this was 1993. So then we consider Adelaide in Australia, we consider Singapore, Dubai also. We consider France, we consider India, we consider Brazil and the USA. So finally, looking at many things, legal aspects, protection, country security, IP security, enforcement of the laws, money stability, we decided for the USA. So that was the first step. And I was leading this with some consultations, external advice on them. So then, when we came to the USA, we said, well, we are in the USA. We had some fancy people which said, oh, we need to go to San Francisco, Davis area, very nice places, very expensive, of course. The second option was, and there is a lot of technology company there. The second option was Kansas State University, Manhattan. And the third option was College Station. Both Kansas State University and Manhattan, in Manhattan and College Station, they have breeding programs. And two things made us to come to College Station. Bigger university, which we need talents. And if you are close to university, and all my stations that I built always were close to universities, because you can interact a lot with university, with the professors. You can get a student talents. So then we have between College Station and Kansas. And finally, the one of the things, important things of a college station was the size of the university and the temperature. So the owner of the company told me, Alberto, go to College Station. Why don't you get all the talents which are hating the freezing conditions in Kansas and in New York, and why don't you do it in College Station? Well, now it's freezing here, but anyway, it's not that common. So that was the reason why. And then when we came here, we find an incredibly high hospitality from the community. The Texas A&M University, the judge, local authorities, AgriLife. And I always share this, even in my country, said, I wish we can have this sort of a research valley. I wish we can have this sort of support in order to bring companies, to attract companies to work. And so I think that's why I always said to the guys here, thank you very much, really, because they were pushing really hard for us to come. And they made us our life very easy to come here and to settle down this this investment here.
Well, thank you for choosing College Station.
More than welcome, more than welcome. More than welcome.
What's the work that's going to be done here?
The work here, we have different areas. We have a top quality molecular marker standard lab. You will be able to visit that later, but we collect here DNA samples in automatic way, and we collect marker data automatically also. So we have a machine which works 24 hours a day collecting marker data. Then we have a team who is involved in data management and involved in analysis of the data, of the information. And I think this is the big challenge in the world today, is data collection and data analysis. The data alone doesn't mean too much. So then you need to analyze the data and come to conclusions. Those conclusions need to be cheaper, faster. You need to have some advantage of getting that conclusion. So that's why our College Station statistical team is growing a lot. And data management, we are getting into big data also. We like pretty much the facilities that we have here. We have made agreements with university to use their supercomputer system. You have a very high speed internet system here for connectivity. We are also having a genomic selection breeding team. So we have a breeding team which is supporting worldwide all the crops about implementation of genomic selection, a way to do breeding faster and more secure and cheaper. And the other area that we have today already in place is the area of remote sensing or high throughput phenotyping. So we fly drones, and then based on the information from the drones, we can estimate the yield, plant height, day to flowering, and we use all that information in order to improve our efficiency in breeding.
So it's more than just the development in a building. The seeds will actually be planted for observation on land that's near the university then?
Yes, exactly. So we are going to plant. We also have a breeding program, a full breeding program, which is supported by all this team. At the end of the day, all this facility here is to support the breeding programs. At the breeding programs, what they do? They release hybrid for the farmer. So if we go backwards, at the end, the food goes to the industry. So we are going for the industry, which they receive the grain from the farmers, which we sell the seed to the farmers. And what we do is we support with our research here the breeders in order to release good seed to the farmers. That's our job, to make the breeders' life more easier, more efficient in doing and getting better products for the farmers.
And then will the seed actually be manufactured here, or do you take the seeds and go elsewhere in your company at other locations to actually...
No. The seeds, we are processing all our seeds in Texas. We are already processing all the seeds in Texas, and we don't have any intention. All the seeds for the USA in Texas. We have processing plants in different parts of the world, but for the USA, we do it here in Texas. Moreover, we use Texas also to produce some seed for other countries, for example, Europe. We produce some seeds here in sorghum seed in the USA to export that to to Europe.
Where are some of the locations in Texas that, that you do make the production?
Yeah, it's, we do the production in the area of in the Plain Valley, in the all the Amarillo area, Lubbock. So all that area we do the
In the Panhandle.
Yeah, exactly. That's where we do the production.
How many employees will be here in College Station?
We started now with 22 employees. And how is this going to grow? We have no idea. But normally, my experience is you start something like this, and in 5 years, this is three times bigger than it is today. So from the community point of view, the advantage is that we are will be offering positions for the... And this is a very interesting thing, because we have this, what we call our company social responsibility. We like to participate in the community. So here what we are doing today, for example, is we are sponsoring the soccer team, the Bryan soccer team. And I understand that they will be here in the open ceremony today. So, and we enjoy that part. We enjoy interacting with the, and we enjoy, and one of the things that we are doing, we sign agreement with the university in order to have students from the university being doing interims here. Okay, so for them, it's a good opportunity to work in a company. It's a good opportunity to make money during the time that they are not studying. And for us, it's a good opportunity to have qualified people doing the job, because one of the major problems that we have today in our companies in the world is to find qualified people to do the job. That's why they, we need to be close to the university, and we need to attract the talents.
And you have the pool of students here who could eventually become full-time employees of the company.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and also we support the studies. Today we have two employees, one which we learned has not finished her high school. So we told her, you have to finish your high school. We are going to pay you to finish your, not high school, university. Okay, we are going to pay you to finish your university. You cannot, and when we have a master person working in the statistical department, and we already offer him to do his PhD while working in the company. Why is this? Because I did my master and my PhD paid by the company. So I'm paying back with the same things the company gave me 30 years ago. I've been working 30 years in this company.
And you're looking for people to work 30 years?
Exactly.
As well?
Exactly. I want people to get the commitment. I know the millennials today don't like too much stability, but I think it's a... But we are trying to attract them because we are being in an environment of challenge. We are being in an environment where we pay attention to enjoy working. So here what you will see, most of the time you will see that people, you will think that people are not working because we are laughing, chatting. Then sometimes the conversation, and we are Latins, we have Latin background, many of the people here. So it takes some time to conclude, but we like to work having fun.
I forgot to ask this earlier. When did the company start considering the replacement of the other facilities to build one for the world?
Yeah. The I will tell you, this started, my first approach was 2 years ago. And then after 6 months, people start paying attention. And then we took the decision to do it. I will say, if I'm not wrong, in January 2016, we took the decision, and I started working in October 2016 in order to move the facilities and everything.
That's very quick.
Well, depending, not too quick for me, but yes, it's very quick. When you look now, it's quick. Was quick, yeah. And to bring the people, we brought people from India, we brought people from Argentina, and then we hired a lot of people from here, from the USA.
Final question, and if you could about the seed business. For somebody who just goes to the grocery store and goes buy a tomato or an ear of corn or whatever vegetable, what would be the most surprising thing you could tell just a shopper about the process of developing seeds and how a seed gets to the grocery store and to a dinner table?
Yeah, that's great. And I will tell you why. I will tell you what amazing. This experience not only comes from the USA, it only comes from Argentina, Australia, and India. When we invite distributors, when we invite farmers to our facilities, after they visit the facility, the research facilities, they see all the work that we are doing. They see all the investments that we are doing. We tell them how do we produce, process, and the control quality. They make one of the most beautiful comments I have heard from the farmer saying, oh, I now understand why the seed is so expensive. Eh? Because they see and understand all the works that is needed. A seed that goes today, a new variety that we launch, hybrid, that we launch into the market, that process started 10 years ago. There is no way that you can launch a hybrid into the market in less than 9 years. You need 9 years minimum to do what you should be doing. The cross, the breeding, increasing quality testing across environments, years to secure the quality. So that's 9 years. So whatever grain you buy today, whether you take the sunflower, confectionery sunflower, so all those things that you buy in the grocery, or even if you take a meal or whatever, all that was made from products we took at least 10 years or 9 years of research and many people and many, many brains trying to get that product into the market.
Was the last big hurdle the development of the GMOs? And if not, what was? And then now that that hurdle has been cleared, what's the next big thing that you and your competitors are trying to do?
Well, we as a company, we are not developing GM traits in our company. We are sourcing GM traits from the big companies. But we are doing developments, novelties, novel developments into some areas like mutagenesis, for example. Now we are launching this year in Argentina the first imi-resistant sorghum hybrid in the world. That hybrid is already being tested here in the USA, and I think will be launched year after, maybe because there is some regulatory things regarding the agrochemical, not the hybrid itself. And we need to have PNT to Canada because you export some of the grain to Canada, so Canada has some certain regulations about the grain. So that's a technology that we are developing today for the farmers. Okay, so the farmers will be able to spray imidazolinone herbicides into the sorghum, which today they cannot do it. Sorghum is those crops like they don't have too many inputs like that you have in corn, soybean, where all the big companies are trying to get a lot of herbicides for those crops. So that's what we are doing. But I think in the area of the GMs, I think the next GMs or the research or the business, I don't know whether it will be GM or through other technologies, I think is the concept of, I think, drought tolerance. I think that's something that that we are all working on that. From the GM point of view, you have seen probably many companies saying, oh, we are going to launch this GM. Didn't happen. It's not as easy as many people thought at the beginning. So all those developments that can make a difference to the farmer, it will take much longer than we initially thought as researchers.
Anything else that I missed that city folks who have no connection to the development of the seeds or the growing of the crops, the majority of us, who are just the consumers.
Yeah.
What else is important for us to know about your industry and about your corporation in particular?
Yeah, but I will say whoever eats food, they need to understand something. It has been that food that they are eating today or they have in front in their plate, that his seed has been that – product has been made through a lot of process where a lot of lab is involved. So the farmers itself, if you look at the farmers are people who like the land. Apart from the money, we all like the money, okay? But you are happy to sacrifice part of your profits much in order to give a better product, okay? So there is a lot of work and there is a lot of love. It's not like when you produce oil, for example, okay? There is a lot of, you look at the farmers, the farmers have a completely different behavior, a completely different way of thinking. And so I think that's a whole process that the people who are not involved into the agriculture, they don't know. They just said, oh, this is a nice ice cream. Yeah, but where do you think that milk came from? And what forage do you think that cow was eating? And how do you think that cow is treated by the agriculture? Do you think he's putting what, 12 volts in order to move the cow? So that's I think is good for them to know.
Anything else that I've missed?
No. Thank you very much. Really nice question.
I appreciate the visit so much.
Thank you very much.
And again.